The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Here we go. Let's talk your next garden project. Yes, if you have a garden, allow our good friends with DIY Benefits Wickes to help you out. Get ready for spring and shop trusted brands like Miracle-Gro, Gardena, and Levington.
Miracle-Gro.
Oh.
Gardena.
Yes.
Levington.
Levington.
All in their new garden range. Plus, find all the inspiration and help you'll need to make your next garden project a reality at wickes.co.uk. And to celebrate, well, we got that gift card. And once again, we're going to play Going Underground with Wiggles the Worm.
Yes.
Matt, how does this work?
Yeah, he's a new
Matt,
character.
Matt, how does this work?
He's a new character on the show, Dave.
Okay.
He is a Brummy Earthworm called Wiggles, and we follow him on a weekly adventure as he digs into the back garden of a band or artist. But which band's garden is he toiling the soil in this week? Correctly work it out and you will win the gift card. It is as simple as that, my sexy little soil dweller.
Thank you very much indeed. So, shall we play? Shall we listen to Wiggles now?
Yes, I suppose.
Shall we play a little bit of Wiggles the Worm?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Good morning, Dave and the gang. Here I am again, your little friend Wiggles the Worm, hiding at the end of a band's garden. Us worms don't really hibernate, but I might catch 40 winks. Wake me up when September ends, I will say. Ah, I love it down here. Great soil. Welcome to paradise, I say. I can see the band's house from right down here at the end of the garden. Still, it's a bit of a long view, to be honest. Spring's on the way and daffodils are beginning to bloom. Maybe time for a holiday, methinks. Can worms travel to the USA? Just think, Wiggles the Worm, the American idiot. They'll be sick of the sight of me. Can't wait to see the back of me. Good riddance, Wiggles, they'll say. Ugh, that American dream is killing me. Signing off for another week anyhow. Catch you next Friday when I come around again. Love you. What's your name?
What'd you do at work today, Daddy?
Even worse, I did that at home yesterday.
Hey, don't give away Wiggles' identity.
I recorded Wiggles, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, which celebrity's garden is Wiggles in this week?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
What, Dave? Says Vicky. Wiggles is Matt. I honestly thought you'd blown the budget and Wiggles the Worm was Frank Skinner.
Hey, well, maybe that's a request to make. Maybe one day on Wiggles' last appearance.
Maybe we move the character of Wiggles around the presenter roster.
Guest Wiggles.
And everyone gets to go on Wiggles.
Yeah. It makes sense that his show is called 30 Years of Dirt.
Yes, exactly. It ties in, doesn't it?
Which you must see.
Yes.
Get your tickets where you can. Right, joining us right now, we have Glyn. Good morning, Glyn.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Glyn is a truck driver. He's loving all things Absolute Radio, and he wants a Wickes gift card worth £250. Glyn, I'll give you a little reminder of where Wiggles was digging around. Here we go.
Worms travel to the USA. Just think, Wiggles the Worm, the American idiot. They'll be sick of the sight of me. Can't wait to see the back of me. Good riddance, Wiggles, they'll say. Ugh, that American dream is killing me. Signing off for another week anyhow. Catch you next Friday when I come around again. Love you. What's your name?
Glyn, please, and I mean this, put us out of our misery. Whose garden is Wiggles in?
Green Day, Dave.
Yes! Glyn, well done. Have a great weekend. You have got your Wiggles gift card. We'll speak to you real soon, man.
Cheers, buddy. Have a good day.
Cheers, man, and you. So, get ready for spring and shop trusted brands like Miracle-Gro, Gardena, and Levington.
Miracle-Gro, Gardena, Levington.
In the new garden range. Plus, find all the inspiration and help you'll need for your next garden project at wickes.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where here he is with the social ammunition. It's Matt Dyson. Yes. Matt, what's going on
out
there?
Well, it's Friday, so it's talking pet of the week time, yay, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anna. Doc says, I love you. This is from Ian Diggers Digweed on Instagram, who shared this with me. The dog clearly says, I love you to its owner.
Love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love it. I love it.
The dog's reaction is great. I'll share the video on my Instagram story so you can see it for yourself. Then we have a cat pretending to be a car from someone called Crashing Tide. Thank you, Crashing Tide, for sending this. The cat says, I'm a Ferrari, I go vroom, vroom. That's clearly, it. That's what the cat says. I'm a Ferrari.
Why are you saying this like a lawyer?
I go vroom, vroom. Okay, here is Exhibit B. Here we go. I'm a Ferrari, I go vroom, vroom. I'm a Ferrari. It's amazing.
He got
it?
Off on a technicality.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've convinced the jury on that one. But let's lighten the tone with a new Sir Mix-a-Lot remix by AI.
Okay.
Always welcome. So I'm getting emotional just thinking about it.
This is so, artificial intelligence.
This
how you're
so
going to grow and eventually take my job.
This is so good. No, I can't. The future's bleak. But they're doing some lovely work. There, I ruined it. I've done a new version of Baby Got Back, this time by Simon and Garfunkel. Here it is.
I like big butts, I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
Lovely harmonies.
When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist.
Oh my word.
And a round thing in your face. You get sprung. Cause you notice that butt was stuffed. You pull up tough.
I don't like it.
You don't like it.
I can just see Dustin Hoffman gradually looking sadder.
Banging on the window.
No, I don't.
I think it's a great new. They're basically putting together an album.
You're a big Paul Simon fan. How can you like this?
I like it. I think he would approve.
I don't
and
think
so. Mix-a-Lot would approve. I think there could be a whole album of reworkings. Because who can forget the Elvis one they did of this song? Do you want to relive that? That might make you feel better because that was amazing.
Nothing can make me feel better after that.
Come on.
Big butts and I cannot lie. You are the brothers, I can't deny. That when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist, stand around in your face, you get sprung.
You get sprung.
That's not singing along to it.
That's less out of place. Yeah, that's more.
Do you prefer
acceptable?
The Elvis version?
Definitely.
Yeah,
I love them both. I think they're both great. I will share them so you can enjoy them yourself on a Friday. You'll be singing along with them later, and I've saved your day.
You know who I miss?
Yeah.
The Ferrari cat.
Right.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Any breakfast show host worth their salts will tell you that in their phones they have a notes section, and that notes section is full of weird and wonderful ideas that come to them throughout the day. Some of those ideas eventually make it to air. Some of them are long forgotten. So in my notes section, I can scroll and scroll and scroll, going way back to like 10, 15 years since I was 19 years old or whatever. But, you know, and within there have been some good ideas I'm very proud of, like Absolute Radio U was from the notes section.
Yeah.
And I was having a little look through it just yesterday. And one that hasn't made it to air yet, and one that has no explanation next to it, and it's from a couple of years ago, and I want to do it now as a one-song question. Mm-hmm. I want to poll the nation and find out the definitive answer to the following question. So get in touch at 8 to 12, 15. And the question is, which way do you face in the shower?
Ooh.
Now, I don't know why I wrote it down.
Yeah.
But it's time to picture everyone else naked.
Okay.
Which way do you face in the shower?
Whoa.
Are you facing at it, looking up?
Oh.
Or have you got your back to that little bad boy, letting it dripple on your shoulders?
I'm mainly facing away from the shower for the bulk of the time.
But
I'm
you
there.
Wash in the sink downstairs before you leave,
don't
you?
No, I don't anymore.
Quick slosh.
I've moved on from the sluicing days, the sluice gates.
Yeah. And just moves the plates to one side, gets the flannel out.
For the bulk of it, I'm standing with my back to the shower, so it's going down. But then at the end, I will turn round and then take it out of its holder and have a proper rinse.
Oh, so you've got the
so
handheld thing.
So I like to take the mic out of the stand and then, yeah.
Okay, Freddie Mercury.
Make sure I'm thoroughly rinsed. Yeah.
Brilliant. So you've overshared, if anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I miss? The Ferrari cat. So the one song question, which way do you face in the shower?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show, proving there is no such thing as a bad idea. the kind of thing Matt Berry would say out loud, isn't it, in between songs?
Yeah.
Cheers, Matt. So we're asking, which way do you face in the shower? 8, 12, 15 is the number. I can exclusively reveal, I'm going to cut to the chase here, that 62% of the UK face away from the shower.
Oh,
38% of you are daredevils facing inwards. Well, Glenn, may I inquire?
I rotate like a lazy Susan.
Ah, do you?
I just slow, yeah, like I'm on QVC.
Yeah, just really slow. Like,
why someone stands next to you saying how much you cost?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're not alone, because this is interesting. The reason I cut to the chase with the 62% facing away, Emma says I oscillate, which is a great use of the word oscillate.
Yeah.
Rotisserie chicken vibes for Dale in Huddersfield.
What, horizontally?
Yeah.
With one person at either end. How luxe. Now, well, listen, we're zeitgeisting again, because Glenn in Dunstable says we discussed this at work just this week.
Wow. There you go, finger on the pulse.
I faced the shower, but was in the minority. Who Glenn adds, though, he also removes the mic for a full rinse.
Yes!
Look what you've started, Matt Dyson.
You've got to take the mic out of the stand for the end.
So how do you put it back? Do you sort of go, I'll leave you with this one?
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. And then you walk out the shower.
You've got an amazing headliner ahead of you.
Drags a little stool along with him. I slowly rotate like a doner kebab.
Oh, yeah.
Says Roy Rennett. So, lazy Susan, QVC, oscillating rotisserie chicken, doner kebab, whatever it may be. These are the weird and wonderful ways in which you shower in the morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. 5 words. 5 grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Kind of been a bit middling this week. Each and every contestant has been superb as a human being, but we've been matching 2, 3 out of 5. That's kind of where we've been at. Hoping to go all the way this morning, we have Lindsay. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome to the
Hi,
show.
Lindsay.
Lindsay loves the main station. Mm-hmm. Matched 3 out of 5 yesterday. Her PB is 4 out of 5 words matched.
Oh, wow.
And Lindsay is a general manager of a transport system.
Oh, which transport system, Dave?
Lindsay, there's your follow-up question.
It's called the Luton Dart, so in Luton.
Oh, the Luton Dart.
At the airport.
To the Luton Dart, everyone. Oh, yes. What is the Luton Dart, Lindsay?
So it's a shuttle that connects the train station to the airport, so people can arrive.
Partway to airport.
Yeah,
exactly.
I love that one.
That's one of Glenn's favourite transport systems.
Yeah, it's really nice.
He's always banging on about it. Well,
really nice.
Lindsay makes that happen.
Yeah, so. I go on it even when I haven't got a flight booked. Yeah. I just do it recreationally. On my way to the windmill pub,
you
for Wetherspoons inside.
Do that.
So can you control the speed of it and stuff, Lindsay?
We can, yes.
What's the top speed on that little bad boy?
It's 31 miles an hour.
Yeah. Okay, Lindsay, I could talk transport systems with you all morning long. Really, I could, but I can hear the listeners leaving in their droves. So let's get down to business, shall we? By spinning that random player generator and see who you're playing 5 words, 5 grand with this morning.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Yay. It's Anna. I was hoping it would be Glenn because he's such a big fan of your work.
Yeah.
But it is Anna. So, Anna, it is time for you to leave.
Good luck,
Lindsay.
Thank you.
Anna Geary is making her way out of the room. And that means Anna can no longer hear anything that I'm about to say. And Lindsay, what I'm about to say are 5 little words. And what you need to do is say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Anna Geary is most likely to give, because I will present Anna with the same 5 words shortly. And if they're the same as your 5 words, well, you can have £5,000, which I believe you're going to use on a trip to New York.
Absolutely, yes.
Because there are some cracking transport systems there.
Oh, yeah.
There are.
I know, Lindsay, I'm not being sarcastic. It's just my tone. It's an affliction I have. I mean it. I genuinely mean it. It's exciting. Okay, here we go. Good luck.
Thank you.
Your first word is suit. S-U-I-T. Suit.
Case.
Good.
Yeah. Coach. C-O-A-C-H, coach.
Trip.
Coach trip. Rival transport system, the coach, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lip. L-I-P. Lip.
Stick.
Yes.
Nailed on that one, surely.
Fire. F-I-R-E. Fire.
Engine.
Good. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good options for fire, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
Sound. That's your final word this morning. S-O-U-N-D. The word is sound.
Wave.
Oh, this is a great sound.
Very good.
OK, Lindsay, the team are happy. I think it's fantastic set. Really? You're happy, which is excellent. So stay right there. Anna Geary is in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. 5 words. 5 grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
Coming up to 7:50, Anna Geary is back in the studio. Lindsay has been pacing up and down on line one. Lindsay, before we get down to 5 words, 5 grand, and hopefully win you the money, I can't believe the reaction to your place of work. There's so many texts, I've just had to select one for time reasons, from Laura. Good morning, Laura, who says, I grew up in Luton and the dart is genuinely one of the most exciting things to happen in years.
Amazing.
That is from Laura. She's not the only one. Everyone is so excited about the Luton Dart.
Yeah, it's great.
Glenn, really? You even knew the name of the local pub in there.
I just like getting the dart. Is that what, like? They call me Luke Littler. I get that dart so often.
Ah, very good.
I think the Luton Dart's going to become a big part of this show going forward.
Glenn, you've been hiding
under a bushel. We have no idea. You've never mentioned this to me before.
Well, so, you know, it's a guilty pleasure, isn't it? Yeah,
it's not something to be guilty about. Yeah. I really want to go on it, though.
I want to go on it. Can we come on it, Lindsay?
Of course, come and do a show there, no problem.
Come and do a show on the Luton Darts.
I mean, why not?
Can we? Yeah, I mean, Glenn, would you like that? Look at his little face.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, Lindsay, let's get down to business, shall we? The very serious business of 5 words, 5 grand. Anna, here we go.
Okay.
What's the first word that comes into your brain if I say suit, S-U-I-T, suit?
Tie.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a valid answer.
Well, that's Glenn's dreams of broadcasting live from the Luton Dart crushed.
Never mind.
Thank you, Lindsay. And sorry, you've not won the money. Suitcase is what we had there, which, you know. What about, let's do the others, though. Just see if we can get 4 out of 5, which would be a nice way of ending the week. Coach.
Trip.
Correct.
Yes.
Lip.
Balm.
Stick.
Oh, that was close.
Fire.
Water.
Engine. Sound.
Bath. Sound bath is very trendy. It's very trendy now.
Very trendy.
Is it?
Sound bath.
Oh, I like the word trendy.
Agrees with me.
Mark's not agreeing with you. He's demonstrating that we've got 1 out of 5. He's just helping me out. He's got his finger in the air going, preach this stuff.
He's not saying yes. He's not an audience member
or gladiator. He's reminding me that it's 1 out of 5 is what you've matched.
It's like an audio flotation tank, is it?
Which way do you face?
Laying face down in the soundbar. Excellent.
Come
excellent.
On.
Lindsay, I'll see you on the Luton Dart.
Can I have one shout out? Is that
well, yeah. I think you've had enough of your business. go ahead. Go on. Go for it.
Just a shout out to my son Sammy, who told me I should have done tie for suit.
It's okay after the event. A big shout out to Sammy. Lindsay, it's been lovely having you on the show. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Take care now. We are going to be playing again on Monday morning live from the Luton Dart. If you'd like to have a go, it's 0330 123 1215. And if you'd like to get some practice in over the weekend, you can ask your Amazon smart speaker to open Five Words Game.
Five words, 5 grand with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And in just over 45 minutes' time, I will launch the No Repeat Guarantee, so you can head into the weekend knowing you ain't going to hear the same song twice across the entire Absolute Radio network. Right now, come with me, if you will, on a journey to a sleepy country village where there is a one-woman crime wave.
A menace to society.
Yes, we're talking, of course, about producer Ellie. Seems so innocent, so good at her job. But then when we start to ask follow-up questions about the little village she came from, she has been banned from the driving test centre. She wouldn't give us any details other than, I just got back from Glastonbury Festival and I wasn't in the mood. That's all we've got. Banned from the pharmacy in the village.
What?
For lobbing something at the person who worked there when she was just 8 years old. And banned from the local pizzeria. I mean, it's unbelievable, isn't it? If you look at the producers on my breakfast show, this award-winning breakfast show, I've got the Hype Beast Womble, yeah. I've got Old Swiss, and now I've got Asbo.
That's a great new nickname.
Do you remember when we used to have Asbo. The Lotto Lout as well? He was probably the worst producer we had.
He was a nightmare.
Look at how they all dress. We've got the baseball caps on the Hype Beast, we've got super giant Old Swiss, yeah. And that one's got a tag on her ankle. So we want to know, inspired by the wildly lovable producer Ellie, what have you been banned from?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
What have you been banned from? Where have you been banned from? 81215 is the number. Get in touch right now after our very own producer Ellie has been banned from her local driving test centre, pharmacy and pizzeria, which for me are the holy trinity of a great weekend. Yeah. Joining us right now on line one is Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome to the show. Hello. So you have been banned from a local Debenhams. Bad boy for life. Tell us what the argument was over, Matt.
So, I mean, it's proper grown up. So I basically ordered two cream teas for me and my partner. They came out. My partner had a really nice, posh, fancy jam for their cream tea. Yeah. I had a rubbish jam from a really poor shop online. So I said, what's the story? Like, why have I got this, like, budget jam? And, like, they've got this really nice one. And they said, basically, they just run out of the nice jam. So I was like, okay, fair enough. These things happen. I'll just get over it.
Right.
2 minutes later, the table next to me gets brought out a cream tea with the really nice posh jam.
So you kicked up a fuss and you got banned over the quality of jam and a cream tea.
The pizza manager was told never to return to Debenhams.
Matt concludes his message into the studio with, since that Debenhams are shut down, so I guess I won in the end.
You had the last laugh.
We'll speak to you soon, Matt. Have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
After hearing the criminal antics of producer Ellie, or Asbo as she's now known, we're spending some of the time talking about what have you been banned from? 8 to 12, 15. Keep them coming, by the way. Dave, the town I grew up in had two Chinese takeaways. My dad was banned from one in the early 90s, and I got banned from the other in the early noughties. Hashtag legacy. That's from Gareth in Buckinghamshire. Dave, I was banned from a comedy club for laughing too loud.
Ooh. No. That's never the case.
No, that's surely not.
No, they were heckling. That's always what they say.
Glenn knows what he's talking about. He's an award-winning stand-up comedian.
Sarcastic laughter, perhaps.
Yeah.
And clapping too slowly.
Yeah. Oh, not laughing, booing. Sorry, booing. That's what I was doing. Stephen Kent. Nether has three words in one text message. Pack such a punch. Lego shop. Blue water.
No other detail. Love it.
Dave, I was banned from Lake Como.
What?
That's from Jess in London.
From a lake?
Unbelievable, isn't it? What were you?
How do you enforce
Jess?
That?
What were you doing, Jess? Goodness me. Dave, I was banned from my local for stealing their model Santa 3 years ago. And, well, now we've got two words in this text from Anonymous, packing a real punch again. Here we go. Snow Dome, Tamworth.
Enough said.
Oh, dear.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters, as do your tales of the things that you've been banned from in life. 8, 12, 15 is the number. My goodness me. What a motley crew our listeners are.
I know, yeah.
Some of you could have actually been in Motley Crue. That's how bad you are. Dave, my entire school got banned for life. So I'm going to go over that one more time for you. For those of you at the back, my entire school got banned for life from Coventry Transport Museum. Because of the escapades of a few of us.
Oh, that's a lovely
from
place.
Elliot from Wolverhampton. Yeah,
the idea of turning up when you're 90 and they're like, nope, still no. Get out.
They've got your face on the wall at the security desk.
An entire school for life.
Oh,
I mean,
that's a lovely place.
Have you been to Coventry Transport
My
Museum?
My granddad used to take me in the 80s as a young boy, a lovely place. We used to marvel at the old Talbot Sunbeam in there.
Oh. I hope I get banned for life from there as well after that
but
story.
But actually, no, I remember our school got banned from Iron Bridge for being rowdy.
Oh, no, I loved
well.
Iron Bridge.
Yeah,
I went there as a kid.
Yeah, secondary school, banned
Why
from
did
Iron
you get
Bridge.
Banned from life?
It's just for rowdiness.
Some of them are still the other side trying to get home.
Yeah, they never got out.
There's no other way to get across. Dave, I got banned from work twice. The worst thing about it is the person who suspended me is soon going to be my wife.
Oh.
Love the show. Keep up the good work from twist. Mike and Croydon. Nice. Yeah, plot twist. Get this. Here we go. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. My granddad, of 79 years of age, is banned from our local tattoo shop because his... because his skin is too thin.
I didn't know that happened.
I never thought
back in my life. Sense. Oh.
And they will not give him any more tattoos.
He's going, please ink me. Come
ink
on.
Me. Oh. Just
Sorry,
one
mate.
More. I've got love and
Sorry,
heart.
Mate.
I just need you to finish it. Just please.
Please, no. Too
Ate
old.
Me.
Too
Ate old, me. Because his skin is too thin.
Can they do him a transfer?
Yeah.
Do him a transfer. Get your Sharpie out. Come on. Let's Sharpie Grandad.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So after it transpired that producer Ellie grew up in the village in Hot Fuzz, it seems, which has been banned for everything, a one-person crime spree. We've been asking, what have you been banned from? When? Where? And you have been sharing your stories. You've been so open and honest. Like Ant, who's painting kitchen units in Gateshead. Dave, I got banned from Pizza Hut for this. Well, do you know, it's a good question, Glenn. Simply for filling up large drink cups with ice cream. That's all he was doing.
Inspired.
Such a good idea.
He went too far in the ice cream factory,
Ant was a criminal mastermind at the age of 15 there. James from Leicester. Hi, Dave and the team. We were banned from Mega Bowl in the early 2000s in an incident that led to a cracked bowling ball. Whoa. So you can only imagine what went down that fateful day at Mega Bowl. Hi, Dave. My dad was banned from Woolworths in the 80s because he knocked over an electric keyboard, causing an unfortunate domino effect throughout the whole keyboard display. That's from Caroline in Buckinghamshire. Well, lovely. You know, we've been using the Crime Watch music here, famous for their recreations. We can actually recreate what happened in Woolworths back in the 80s, that fateful day. Here we go. Make sure your daughter tells tale of this in 2024 on the radio to some guy called Dave. Love that guy. Something like that. Anyway, thank you everybody for sharing the tales of being banned from stuff you have not let us down.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
As promised, it is time to give you something to head into the weekend with that you can say to your friends, look at this. Yes, it's Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra. Extra!
So what should we be showing our friends, Matt?
One last slice of AI musical gold. It's also Simon and Garfunkel related after the one earlier. It doesn't involve Sir Mix-a-Lot, though, don't worry.
Phew.
This is Gollum singing The Sound of Silence.
The Sound of Silence by Gollum.
It's from Seth Drums, a YouTuber who plays along on the drums with AI music. It's amazing.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
So sad.
Talk of you.
I picked this up as something to show people's friends on a Friday night.
Freak out your nana. It's extra sad because it's Gollum.
Oh, my granddad's skin is so thin he can't get tattooed any longer.
What a lovely song to get you pumped up for the weekend.
Oh, it's my round. I'll have prawn balls with my takeaway. Thank
poor
you.
Poor old Smeagol. I'll share that on my Instagram. Don't. And show your friends.
They'll all be doing it, queuing up to get into the club.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's your lot for Friday morning and, in fact, another week's worth of The Breakfast Show. You guys have been fantastic over the last five shows. Thank you for tuning in and joining in. Don't forget, if something happens over the weekend, maybe it be a cool badge, whatever it may be. If you think Dave and the guys will like that, well, email me, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk, or slip into my DMs, dave_berry_insta. So, Matt Dyson,
yes,
we promised a podcast naming ceremony, and that's mm-hmm. what we're going to deliver. The podcast naming bell rung on the following occasions. Everyone gets to go on Wiggles the Worm.
Someone thought that the character in the Wix giveaway was Frank Skinner earlier, I think.
Laying face down in a sound bath.
That came up during the one song question and five words, didn't it, from Geary.
Banned from Lake Como.
An amazing story about a place to be banned from.
Let's Sharpie Grandad.
Oh, the poor old guy banned from a tattoo parlour.
He went too far at the ice cream factory.
A guy banned from Pizza Hut.
Grandad's paper thin skin.
That's why he was banned from the tattoo parlour. Lovely stories about Marvellous. People being banned. I'm not sure which one to go with. Dave, you got a favourite out of that lot?
I think Let's Sharpie Grandad.
Okay, yeah, nice.
I
perfect.
Think it's nice. I think Grandad's paper thin skin's also good, but it's a bit bleak.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So let's keep it light, you know, keep it
yeah,
breezy.
Let's Sharpie Grandad. Lovely.
Let's Sharpie Grandad is the name of the podcast, available right now wherever you get your pods from. So up next, Leona Graham's going to be on Absolute Radio with her tea break trivia, plus the details you need to win £170,000 on Make Me a Winner. As for us, well, we are going to be back with you on Monday morning from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained, enjoy your weekends. Arrivederci.